Lord, we thank you because you gave us the opportunity to gather around your word this morning. We praise your name and we need your guidance this moment. Prepare the heart of each one of us to listen to your word and be able to put it in practice in our daily life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Good morning, sisters and brothers. Today we have the privilege to come here and listen to the word of God. And this is a privilege, really. It's God's mercy. Many others do not have this opportunity. Let us open the word of God in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 to 7. We can even go beyond. I read in the name of Jesus. God's will is for you to be holy, so stay away from all sexual sin. Then each of you will control his own body and live in holiness and honor, not in lustful passion like the pagans who do not know God and his way. Never harm or cheat a fellow believer in this matter by violating his wife. For the Lord avenges all such sins, as we have solemnly warned you before. God has called us to live holy lives, not impure lives. Therefore, anyone who refuses to live by these rules is not disobeying human teachings, but is rejecting God, who gives his Holy Spirit to you. But we don't need to write to you about the importance of loving each other, for God himself has taught you to love one another. Indeed, you already show your love for all the believers throughout Macedonia. Even so, dear brothers and sisters, we urge you to love them even more. This is God's word. Today, the Holy Spirit has led us to talk about our holiness in daily life. This will be the key message. Holiness is my daily life. I wish each one could say so. Please, I beg you to say, holiness is my daily life. Only the believers can say that. Those who do not believe in Jesus Christ cannot say holiness is my daily life. We need first to understand what is holy. Holy, I can link it with sanctification. Holiness with sanctification. Holy, we are holy, we are saints, meaning we do not have sin. We are sinless. If God himself is called holy and his name is holy, he is himself the holiness, it means that he's the other one who is different from human beings, because God cannot sin. God cannot commit any sin. And whenever God calls for his people, he just calls them holy. Why? Because he himself separates these people from the whole world, and he treats his people as if they are not sinners because he already forgave their sins. This is the reason why this morning we can both sing that holiness is our daily life. But before we come to our daily life, God already redeemed us from sin, and he gave us justice, and he gave us his holiness through Jesus Christ, we are all holy. If you already believe in Jesus Christ, you can call yourself holy because God covered us with His holiness. This is the reason why we can say we are holy. But this work has been fulfilled by God Himself through the Holy Spirit. As believers in Jesus Christ, it is through Jesus Christ. When Jesus died on the cross for the sinners, He carried out all our sins, and for which He went to the cross, He died, He was buried, and He rose again to make us holy. This is the reason why if you already believe in Jesus Christ, you are holy. You are holy because God did it, and He is capable, and He is faithful. He already gave us His holiness. But the question is this: because we are called holy by God's grace, shall we keep on sinning? Are we going to dwell in sin? The scriptures reveals us that God is holy. He calls us in His holiness. Because He is holy, His will is that the people who belong to Him keep on dwell in holiness, meaning be separated. When God calls us and we believe in His name, we are separated from the rest of the world. We are not treated like those ones, because when we belong to God, we are distinguished from any other people who didn't belong to Jesus Christ yet. We are different from them. Why are we different? Because He gives the light. Through the Holy Spirit, He gives us the Holy Spirit to keep on reminding us the will of God, so that we should not dwell in sinful way. We should not live in disorder. This is what Paul is saying here in this letter where we read the passage, the scriptures, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 through 7, even through 10. You will see what Paul is telling these holy people to whom he has preached the gospel. In Thessalonica, he preached the gospel, and these people believed in this gospel. They became holy because God gave them His holiness for the fact that they believe in Jesus Christ. But the environment in which they were living was not an environment in which everybody was a believer. People were living a life of impurity. We see here Paul is talking about sexual behavior. It means that people of that time, in that environment, were living disorderly, playing with sex without any shame. It was some kind of a culture. If you read the description in 1 Corinthians, you will find out that even in Corinth, there were some kind of goddess who were devoted to sexual behaviors and some sexual practices. Even people used to play with this disorder, with sexual practices, because they want to honor this kind of goddess. If you want to honor this kind of goddess, you really have to be involved in sex, because it was some kind of honoring those gods. And unmarital sex, those who were married could even go to other women, wives, the wife of their neighbors, without any problem, because it became a culture. It became a culture. It was a disorder, but in which they were involved, because they think that doing this, they are honoring their goddess. But the believers in Thessalonica were also in this environment, but they were set aside because of their faith. They were set apart because they got the light from the Holy Spirit to who is God, the God who has chosen them, to whom they belong. So they were set aside, and that's what Paul told them, you are different from these people. Divorce was not a problem. It was like a fashion. And you could count the value of a woman in the numbers, in the number of men she got. She divorced from this one, she's valuable. She divorced to another one, she go and tie marriage with another one, it's okay. She counts 1, 2, 3, 5, 10. So this is a powerful woman. And it was like a fashion. And it doesn't harm anybody because it was a culture now. And so Paul, when he's warning the Christian in this text, he just warned them, not because they were now involved in this kind of disorder, sexual impurity, but they were faithful to the word they received from Paul. So Paul is reminding them about their environment, that they should not be tempted to get involved in these practices of pagans who do not have the light of God, who do not know the will of God. It doesn't mean that the Thessalonians were involved in this kind of practices. And he just praised them first for their faithfulness, and he just keep telling them that you need to progress and do more than what you have already done. He encouraged them to progress in good behavior, in good behavior, in obeying the word of God continually, meaning their holiness, which they got from the Lord, should be a progressive holiness, meaning you to separate all the time from what is not the will of God. This is what Paul meant here in this text. When I read this text, I said, why do we have to read this, we believers, in Goma, in Gomaville? What is wrong with us? Maybe we should tell ourselves through the word of God, like Paul said, it's good that we are faithful in the environment in which we are living. Because what Paul is addressing here is what is not pleasing God. Although in the text we just read, he's focusing on sex, because it was the problem of that time, which shows that people are not respecting the will of God, are not. So there are so many things which can show that we are not separated for God, to glorify, to honor the Master in whom we believed. Here it is, sex. Good that in our church we don't have this yet. But we have to figure out what kind of environment we are living our faith. Don't we have this kind of problems in our environment wherein people are involved in sexual impurity? What is sexual impurity? Is the sex which is not allowed by God, which cannot honor God. And what is the sex which can honor God? We know that sex is not bad itself. It is not bad itself because God created us with this gift. He did it. Everyone has his sex. Everyone who's functioning normally, whose organs is functioning normally, will have the sexual desire. But how to control this sexual desire? How to control it? You don't think that only married have that. Some young people also are not controlling their sex. In our environment here, in the place we live, in a country we live in, some people also do not yet know how to distinguish what kind of sex which can honor God and what kind of sex which cannot honor the Lord, who separates us from the evil. Holiness is our daily life. The sex which doesn't honor the Lord is the sex which is not allowed by the Lord, like unmarital sex. Sex has been done for people who are married for a purpose, because God knows it. Extramarital sex is not honoring the God, because you are violating one else's wife. Once you make sex with that wife, as if you become one body, and yet it is not by love you are doing that. The sex which honors God is the sex which is made by love, the love which comes from the Lord, not the lustful love, not the lustful sex. And that's what Paul, how he warned the believers to whom he has preached the gospel, to say, don't get involved in this, in these practices, because pagans can do it and they find it normal. In our area, in our country, some people can still find it normal. And you know that if you get involved in this, what kind of testimony will you give? People will, how different will you be like these people? Will you be from these people who never believe in Jesus Christ, who never got the light to know God's will? Because the sex made in disorder destroys more than healing a person. It destroys more. Imagine a young boy playing sex with a girl, and then at the long run, he just kick her out and he come to choose another girl for marriage. How will you feel if it were you? You will suffer more. I've been offering my body to this one, now he goes and choose another girl for marriage. He already destroyed and spoiled my life. This is how we need to see that it doesn't work with God's will. A sex which can work to glorify the Lord is the one in which everyone is concerned with the satisfaction of each one, and it is done by love, that you will not destroy another one, you will not reject the partner. Because we are partner in the Lord, partner in God and with God, we need to do it respecting God's life, or God's will. If Paul talked about sex only, I can pinpoint also some other behaviors which cannot show that we are holy and that we are set apart. In our country, for example, we talk about corruption. Corruption. And it became like a culture which fits everybody. If you don't corrupt, they say, from what country are you? You are as if you didn't understand. They've been telling me several times when I cross the boundaries, the border, and you know, in our system, if you don't stretch your hand like this to corrupt, they say, are you normal? Meaning somebody who doesn't want to do this is treated like abnormal. But for me, when I consider who I am, I just say, I'm sorry. If I'm wrong, please use the law to punish me. If I'm not wrong, then you don't have to ask anything from me, because that will be to bribe you, and I don't want to bribe. Bribery is another thing which doesn't honor the Lord. If we are set apart, are we going to get involved in bribery as well like any others? And the people often say,
will you be the only one to change the world? You have to start to know who you are. You have to know your identity. These people knew their identity in an environment in which people, all people were corrupt. Sinful behavior. But they knew that we are already set apart by Jesus Christ, as we have been told by Paul, and we believe in this. And you as well, and me as well, I have to know who I am. Am I really like all these people that I will, because they are corrupt, I should be corrupt? Because they can bribe, I should be? Because they can spend day and night drinking and falling in illness because of the drink they take? Shall I do that as well? Even if I am young, can't I control myself? Who am I? I am a member of the choir. Every time I'm in front of people to preach the gospel, I am a member of this church. I am a believer. We need to keep on abiding to God's will, because He already set us apart, and we should dwell in cleanliness all the time. We have to know that we are cleansed by Jesus Christ, and we should, because holiness is progressive. Not that through that progressive holiness we are saved, but because we are set apart and we need to avoid what can prevent us from pleasing our God. Our God is holy, and we should be also holy. Let us read this text in 2 Corinthians, to wind up 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. I want you to read carefully and understand what Paul said here. Because we have these promises, dear friends, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that can defile our body or spirit, and let us work towards complete holiness because we fear God. Please open your heart to us. We have not done wrong to anyone, not let anyone. You can continue at home. You can continue. I want to stop there because I want you to keep on reading this text at home. It will help you to know how to readjust your behavior, to know how you can tune your behavior in an environment which is corrupt, an environment of robbery, an environment of embezzlement, an environment of sexual impurity, but we should be distinguished from those people. And people will wonder, why is this not getting involved in our practices? They will know that you are a different one, different person, because Jesus has cleansed you. It is the responsibility of each one of us to know how you can behavior to witness to the gospel to which you have trust, to witness to God's grace, to witness to God's beauty, who can change even the person who are unworthy, and the people will become worthy. I am worthy because of Jesus Christ. I'm holy because of Jesus Christ. Holiness is my daily life. This is God's word.